This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll catch up with the Mo officials one more time, a group of WHL referees and linesmen teaming up to fundraise for men's health. More on that. The Lethbridge Hurricanes are trying to put recent history aside. Canes first-year head coach Brent Kissio will discuss their hot start to the season. And Kelowna Rockets veteran Tyson Bailey is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. First up, NHL Central Scouting has issued its latest edition of the Players to Watch list for the 2016 NHL Draft. 49 players from the WHL making the grade, 6 assigned an A rating, which means a potential first-round NHL pick this summer. It includes Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Jake Bean of the Calgary Hitmen, Simon Stransky of the Prince Albert Raiders, Sam Steele of the Regina Pats, Max Lajoie of the Swift Current Broncos, and Tyler Benson of the Vancouver Giants. In addition, 10 WHL skaters assigned B ratings, while 33 were given C ratings. 5 WHL goaltenders also made the list, including Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips, Zach Sachenko of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Evan Sartell from the Tri-City Americans, Calgary Hitmen goaltender Cody Porter, and Nick McBride of the Prince George Cougars. Central Scouting's midterm rankings are expected in February.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes are looking to end the longest active playoff drought in the WHL, a hot start that included an 8-game winning streak and a brief ranking in the BMO CHL Top 10 as the team on the right track. First-year head coach Brent Kissio has his team just a few points out of first place in the Central Division.
We found a way to win some games. We've played some good hockey for stretches so far. It's a lot of credit goes to our older guys. Right from camp, I've told some people that they came in and they worked in camp, and they set a new tone for our club, and our young guys have followed, and it's been really nice to see. A lot of times at camp, your older guys, especially, they know they're here and going to make the club kind of just get through it, and that wasn't the case this year, and I think that's paid off for us. This is a club that has been in playoffs in a long time, and we really want to make playoffs this year. This group wants to make playoffs, so we're really just trying to get 2 points and get closer each game.
The Hurricanes have not made the playoffs since the 2008-09 season, missing the last 6 campaigns. Kissio says a lot of the credit so far has to go to new general manager Peter Anholt.
Peter's done an absolute fantastic job adding some depth to our club this year, and I think you especially see it up front where we feel very comfortable rolling 4 lines, and it's something that's been a huge strength for our club, and it's made an absolute impact on our team so far this year. And I think he's done a good job changing the culture as well. You know, I came in and a bunch of different guys over ages came in, and it's just been kind of a group effort that wants to win right now. I think that's one of the things we see with our club is we don't all want to win for the same reason. There's guys that have been here that have been embarrassed and want to win for that reason. There's been some of our over ages that have come in from different teams, and I think they want to win to prove some things in this league. And obviously I'm a new coach that wants to win as well. So well, we don't want to win for the same reason we all want to win, and I think that's a good thing.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Mo officials are back one more year raising funds for Movember for men's health. Colby Smith is the captain this season. The Mo officials, boy, you guys have been raising money for a number of years. What year is this now, Colby?
We're going into year 6 now, or we're in year 6.
You guys have been having a lot of success over the years as a team of officials from the WHL, but the group has grown over the years. What's your numbers at this year, Colby?
We're right around 100 this year. We might be down a couple from years past, but typically we're anywhere from 100 to 125-ish. So.
Now, as a team, you're one of the top-ranked teams every year in Canada. As we speak, ranked 9th in the nation, and you're going up against these heavy hitters every year, like banks and big corporations. You guys are kind of the underdog here in the race.
Yeah, we don't rely on any kind of corporate sponsorship at all. A lot of the organizations, which it's fantastic, they'll do some dollar matching and things like that, but we pretty much rely on our friends and family to generate the totals that we have, and it's just a great network of people that have supported us.
Now you're over 30,000 for the year as we speak, and you've been involved in, you mentioned friends and family, but there's a lot of fundraisers that go on and some events you put on across various cities around the WHL.
Yeah, we've had 2 this week, actually. We did a pub night out in Vancouver in the Langley area on Monday, and we had a steak night in Regina on Wednesday. It was. So got some extra funding. And it's also, you know, it's great to have everybody together and out socializing, having a good time, but it's also for great generating some support for the cause.
And we see a lot of the WHL officials before the game, prepping, getting ready, and they're in the Mo officials workout gear. What's the choice? What did you guys go with this year?
We got a T-shirt and a golf shirt. So the T-shirt, we've always done the T-shirt, and that's our motivational tool. So anyone who raises $250, they earn themselves a T-shirt, and we usually have a sponsor too for that. So one of our guys, Jeff Ingram, is a mortgage broker, and his company sponsors. And then we also had Tommy Gunn's barbershop this year support us as well too. So the T-shirts are produced from them and through the hockey shop that's out here in Surrey makes them for us. And you know, it's kind of fun for the guys to, you know, it's a sign that they've done their job and they've raised a significant amount of money, and then they get to be kind of, it's very clear that they've got to where they are, and that's kind of a team building exercise for us as well too. And then we're also selling golf shirts. So on the Hockey Shop website, you can purchase a official golf shirt, and the proceeds from that will go directly to Movember as well too.
And I think, Colby, you're probably seeing it on the ice. What I've seen is it builds a bit of camaraderie maybe with the officials and the players and the other team's coaches. They see the referee with a big mustache on, and it's kind of a conversation piece.
Absolutely. It's usually who's got the worst mustache on the ice, but still gets some, like, camaraderie is a good word for that, and it gets the conversation going anyways.
Well, I know WHL fans can help out the cause here and be on your side here, Colby, and you guys are the Mo officials. How do they go about donating, and how do they get their funds to your team?
Quick search on Movember.com for the Mo officials. It'll take you right to our team page, and everything's right there. It's really easy to donate through there. If you have a favorite Mo official that you wanted to donate, you can find their name on the list of our team that's there. Or you can just donate directly to the page, or anyone else. If you want to just go straight to Movember because you think it's a good cause, you can go straight there as well too.
This is great stuff, Colby. And I know over the years you guys have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. Don't want to put you on the spot right now, but what's that total heading into this year?
This week with the two events, we've just crossed the $250,000 mark.
Wow.
For our 6 years, yeah.
That's great. Well, you guys should be really proud of that, Colby. Again, Movember.com. Search up the Mo officials and the teams, and hopefully WHL fans and teams alike can get on board behind your great cause. Thanks a lot, Colby, and best of luck, okay?
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tyson Bailey's one of the top scorers in the WHL this season. The overage forward put up 7 points in 3 Kelowna victories. And voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, has more.
Tyson Bailey is the WHL Player of the Week. 7 points in 3 victories last week. 3 goals, 4 assists, 7 points, a +5. Bales, that was a pretty good week, not only for yourself, but also for your team.
Yeah, definitely. It's always big when you pick up 3 wins against the 3 pretty strong teams. So, yeah, we're happy with last week.
Okay, so you like 3 goals, you like 4 assists, you like 7 points. But at the end of the day, as a team guy, a lot better to have the W's than, let's say, going 3, 4, and 7 and having lost all 3.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always want to be the best team in the league. And I'm happy that we're back on the first place in the league. But that also puts another big target on our back, that our teams are going to come in here and play their best game. So that always makes us better, because we always have to rise up and raise our level of compete.
Talk about consistency. You're among the league leaders in overall WHL scoring. Coming into this year, did you say to yourself, I want to be top 5. I want to be the leading scorer in the WHL if I can. Did you think you'd be where you are right now?
Yeah, definitely. I worked hard this summer all over my game. And I always get off to good starts in the year, but it's always about being consistent. Usually I die off in November. So that's one of my keys, to be more consistent this year. And I thought I've done that so far.
Tell me about your hockey club and the fact that you guys are going on a Saskatchewan road trip. It'll be a Saskatchewan / Manitoba road trip, because Brandon, of course, is part of that swing. When you look at that time of the year and you look at the schedule saying, hey, we got this long extended road trip in December, do you embrace it?
Yeah, I've been on the Sask road trip twice, and it's always been actually two of my best memories on the road trip. You're on the road with the guys. It's the holiday season. It's usually you're in good spirits, and it's a lot of fun, I think.
And the guys do well. The team traditionally has done very well anytime you head out to Saskatchewan. What's the method to the madness there?
I don't really know. It's just, we don't see those teams a lot, so it's always kind of different playing different teams. And I just, yeah, like I said, holiday season's coming up. Guys are sometimes excited to go see their families, so then they just puts him in good spirits.
And the weather doesn't affect you one bit. You're an Alberta boy. You're a winter strong. So you go out to the Saskatchewan prairies where the wind is blowing. That doesn't faze you a bit, does it?
Oh, no, not at all. In Fort Saskatchewan, it gets pretty cold there. It's usually the BC boys that are always crying and complaining. So none of the prairie boys.
When it comes to rinks out in Saskatchewan / Manitoba, of course, you're going to make a stop in Brandon as well, where you guys won the WHL title last year, or at least you started off the WHL final and won the first two games in that building. But is there one particular building on that road swing where you say, you want to know what, I like to stop there and I like to play in that arena?
Oh, yeah, the Brandt Center, it's called in Regina. It's always seemed to have a good night there. We've had two overtime wins there, so I've been there. It's always been two pretty fun games, so definitely Brandt Center.
While we're chatting, of course, you hit the 250-point plateau. You hit that milestone just last week against the Kamloops Blazers. In fact, it happened in Kamloops where you hit the 250 plateau, only the fifth Rocket, Kelowna Rocket, to hit that mark. Does it boggle your mind how many points you've registered in a Kelowna Rocket uniform? And the great thing is you've done it with only one team.
Yeah, I'm truly honored to be here in Kelowna for 5 years, and yeah, it's been a great 5 years, and it's time really flies by when you're having fun, they say. And yeah, my time's flowed by here. I can't believe in my fifth season. It's just, yeah, it's overwhelming to the players I've played with and see where they are now. So yeah, it's pretty special thing.
So 300, that's got to be, you got to be able to attain that.
Yeah, definitely. I think 300 is my own personal goal, but we'll see what happens.
Congratulations on last week being named the WHL Player of the Week, and more success as we roll on into the Christmas break.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's the show. Special thanks to Regan in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.